Title: Guide for FX Chain for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's build that old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, but in the way it actually hits in drum and bass and jungle, not just add distortion, but arrangement plus automation, with a proper reset so the drop slams. The goal for this lesson is a reusable FX rack you can throw on your drum group or break bus, with macros that let you draw one or two automation lanes and get a full 16-bar pre-drop that ramps into controlled chaos then snaps back to clean impact. Before we touch any devices, quick mindset shift. Pressure is perceived loudness and urgency. That comes from rising brightness, rising density, a bit of stereo excitement in the highs, selective throw moments and then hard contrast at the drop. If you don't reset, you don't get a bigger drop. You just get an exhausted listener. Step 0. Routing and headroom. Open your arrangement and set your groups up clean. Drums group with your break and any layers like a tight top loop or hats, plus optional kick and snare. Bass group. Music group for stabs, pads, hoovers. FX group for uplifters, impacts, vocals. Now the important part. Keep your sub clean. Either put sub on its own track, or at least make sure it's not getting dragged through the same hike chain we're about to build. In DNB, you can abuse mids and highs and still sound huge, but if you smear the sub, the whole tune shrinks. Coach note, pull your drums group down right now so that even your loudest pre-drop moment, later on, still peaks around minus 6 dBFS on the drum group meter. This is not you beating quiet. This is you buying headroom so the build can get intense without clipping, and so the limiter later has something clean to bite into. Builds that clip early usually make the drop feel smaller, not bigger. Now create your returns. Return A will be dub delay. Return B will be rave verb. Optional return C can be a gritty wash verb, but we'll keep it simple to start. Cool. Now let's build the core, the rave pressure rack. On your break bus, or your drums group if you want the whole kit to be affected, drop an audio effect rack. Open chain view and create three chains. Clean, crush, and air. Chain 1. Clean. This is your foundation. This chain should sound like the correct drums, just slightly more glued and dense. First device, EQ8. High pass at about 25 to 30 Hz, gentle slope, just removing rumble. Optionally, if your break is boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. We're not sculpting for beauty yet, we're making space for the hype layers. Next, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2:1. You want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is glue, not smash. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 1.5 to 3 dB. Match the output so you're not fooling yourself with volume. You're aiming for density, not louder. Chain 2. Crush. This is the parallel dirt. Bite and rave sampler panic. It should sound wrong on its own. That's the point. We blend it. Start with auto filter. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz to begin. Resonance around 25 to 45%. You're making that telephone rave tunnel. Now distortion. If you're in Live 12, Roar is perfect for this. Use a distortion or saturation style and push drive somewhere like 20 to 40% depending on the material. Bright tone if you want that metallic break freakout. Keep the mix fully wet on this chain, because the chain volume is your blend control. After that, redux. Classic old school grit. Set bit reduction around 10 to 12 bit. Downsample around 1.5 to 3.0. And later, we're going to automate this during builds. Then EQ8 after the damage. High pass at 120 to 180 Hz so your parallel crush isn't dragging mud and fake low end into the groove. If you need more fizz, a gentle shelf up around 5 to 10 kHz, but be careful. Distortion plus resonance can turn 3 to 6 kHz into a pain zone real fast. Now set the crush chain volume lower than clean. Think minus 12 to minus 6 dB relative. You should feel it when you mute it, not necessarily be impressed when it's on. Chain 3. Air. This is the hype fog. It's the sense that the room is getting bigger and noisier as you approach the drop, without actually blasting reverb on everything. Create noise with operator or analog. In operator, choose noise. Shape the amplitude so it can sustain through the build, or have a slightly shorter release if you want it to pulse. Put auto filter after it. High pass that sweeps upward over the build. Start maybe 200 Hz, and by the end you're up around 2 to 4 kHz. Resonance 10 to 20%. This makes the air rise. Then reverb. Psi 70 to 110, decay 3 to 7 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cuts somewhere like 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't turn into hiss. Dry slash wet around 25 to 45% since this is already a dedicated chain. Optionally add a compressor with sidechain. And here's a really useful trick, sidechain the air chain from the snare, not just the kick. In Jungle and D&B, the snare is the announcement. If the air ducts on the snare, it feels louder between hits and still clears space when the snare lands. Set the air chain volume super low, minus 18 to minus 10 dB. You want to miss it when it's gone, not hear it as a separate effect. Now, quick calibration method so this rack doesn't turn into a mess. Solo the clean chain, get it feeling correct. Then bring in crush until you notice it when you mute it, not when you turn it on. That's the key. Same for air. Bring it up until you miss it when it's gone. This is how you get supportive pressure instead of replacing your drums with a different, worse drum loop. Next, macros. This is where the rack becomes an arrangement weapon. Create 8 macros. Macro 1. Pressure. The build knob. Map it to crush chain volume up, air chain volume up, and a slight increase in saturator drive on the clean chain. Tiny range on the saturation, by the way. Like you're adding urgency, not fuzzing the groove. Macro 2. Filter sweep. Map it to the auto filter frequency on both crush and air. This gives you that rising presence with one lane. Macro 3. Rave Rizzo. Map it to the crush auto filter resonance, maybe a little, and keep the range sane. Too much resonance plus distortion is where ears go to die. Macro 4. Crush amped. Map this to redux downsample and bit reduction. And big coach note here, macro ranges matter more than device choice. After mapping, go into map view and constrain the macro ranges so the full macro travel is musical. If redux turns ugly past 40%, then literally set the maximum mapped value to stop there. That way you can draw automation fast and it always stays usable. Macro 5. Width high. Add utility at the end of the rack, or on the drums group after the rack. You'll automate width, but we'll keep it away from the sub in a minute. Macro 6. Transient tame. Add drum bus at the end of the rack. Map a small range of drive and bring transients slightly down during the build. Think minus 5 to minus 15 on transients at peak build, then back to 0 at the drop. This is one of the cleanest drop gets bigger tricks because it's not about level, it's about punch contrast. Macro 7. Throw send A. Map the track send amount to your dub delay return. Macro 8. Throw send B. Map the send B amount to your reverb return. And yes, mapping sends to macros feels like cheating. It's one of those Ableton moves that makes you finish arrangements, because you stop fiddling and start performing automation. Now build the returns. Return A, dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Try dotted 3/16 if you want that skanky, stepping feel. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz so it sits like old hardware and doesn't spray harshness. After echo, add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, tapish. Then an auto filter after that, so you can sweep the delay tail downward during transitions. That tail into darkness is pure dub energy. Return B, reverb. Reverb with decay 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 35 milliseconds, and a low cut around 300 to 600 Hz. Then a gate after it for that gated reverb vibe. Dial threshold so it chops after the hit. Release around 120 to 300 ms. Then EQ 8 to notch any harsh ring, often around 2 to 4 kHz. Alright, now the fun part. Arrangement. We're going to do a 16 bar pre-drop pressure curve at around 174 BPM. And I want you to think in stages, because it's easier to finish tracks when each block has a job. Stage 1. Bars 1 to 4. Stable groove. Tiny anticipation. Pressure from 0 to maybe 10 or 15%. Filter sweep barely moving. Maybe one tiny delay throw on a snare, but keep it subtle. Stage 2. Bars 5 to 8. First noticeable dirt. First throw. Pressure up to around 25% by bar 8. Filter sweep creeping upward. Crush MT still low, like 0 to 15%. And do a couple of those send spikes as little automation dots. One snare hit gets a dub delay. Then it's gone. That selective vibe is the difference between rave and washed out. Stage 3. Bars 9 to 12. Air appears and motion becomes obvious. Pressure from 25 to 60%. Bring rave rizzo up a touch. Not loads. Start with HI just a little, especially on the last bar of this section. And now you can do one or two gated reverb hits on a vocal chop or a stab. One-shot throws are your friend. Stage 4. Bars 13 to 16. Panic zone. Short, intense, slightly messy, then hard reset. Bars 13 to 15. Pressure from 60 to 90%. Crochet MT from 15 to maybe 40%, assuming your macro range is constrained to stay musical. Add short spikes on the reverb send for single hits, a snare, a stab, maybe a crash. If you want extra authentic chaos, you can do a brief beat repeat moment in bar 15. 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, gate 60 to 80, and then hard off before the drop. The key is brief, a little taste of break panic, not a constant stutter. And here's a classic trick, half a bar before the drop, consider muting the sub, just half a bar, or do a super quick silence illusion, without actually muting everything. Kill the sides for one beat, low pass the music quickly, and leave one mono element like a snare fill. It feels like a hole opens up, and then the drop smashes through. Now bar 16, the reset. This is where most people fail and wonder why the drop isn't hitting. Right on the drop, snap pressure back down to basically 0 to 10%. Snap filter sweep back to neutral or open, depending on your bassline sound. Reduce width, HI back toward normal. Kill or reduce the air chain so the drop feels clean and heavy. And let only one delay tail survive. Too many tails blur your transient impact on the first downbeat. Extra arrangement upgrade. Make the first drop hit cleaner than the second hit. Hit 1. Almost no throw tails. Mimmel crush. Tight stereo. Then one bar later, let a tiny bit of width or a short throw come back. That contrast makes the first hit feel like a door slamming. Now, stereo safety. Keep widening away from the sub.